Welcome to Triple W. Here in this blog post, we are providing a deep insight on how the President of India is elected, a step-by-step guide. The President of India holds the highest constitutional office in the country, embodying the unity and integrity of the nation. But how is the President of India elected? The process is intricate and designed to reflect the democratic and federal nature of the Indian political system. Let's break down the procedure in simple terms. The election process of the President of India. Electoral College. The President of India is elected by an electoral college that includes elected members of both houses of parliament and the legislative assemblies of all states, including union territories like Delhi and Puducherry. This system ensures that both national and state interests are represented in the election. Value of votes. Every vote cast in the presidential election does not carry the same weight. The value of a Member of Parliament, MP's vote differs from that of a Member of Legislative Assembly, MLA. The value of each MLA's vote is calculated based on the population of the respective state, while all MPs have a fixed vote value. Proportional representation. The President is elected through a system of proportional representation by means of a single transferable vote. Voters rank their preferences, and the candidate who secures more than half of the total value of valid votes is declared the winner. Voting process. The election is conducted via secret ballot. MPs and MLAs cast their votes in separate ballot boxes for their respective groups. To win, a candidate needs to secure the required quota, which is determined by dividing the total value of votes by 2 and adding 1. Nomination. A candidate must be proposed by at least 50 electors and seconded by another 50 electors to file their nomination. This is to ensure that only serious candidates contest for the highest office. Term and eligibility. The President is elected for a term of 5 years and can be re-elected. Any Indian citizen who is 35 years of age or above, qualified to be a member of the Lok Sabha, and meets other criteria is eligible to stand for the election. Conclusion. The election of the President of India is a well-thought-out process that mirrors the democratic principles of the nation. It balances the voice of the states with the representation of the people through their elected MPs and MLAs, making it a unique system in the world.